questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of YRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Karmi. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, from the day the human being, because of the modern technology, was able in order to record the videos or the audios, no more miracles or miracle-like actions were recorded. What is the main reason? For example, once in a history, we can say the stick of Moses was changed into a dragon, or the sea was split, or the dead body was alive. The blind one was healed by Jesus Christ, and so many other examples of the miracles of the Prophet. Why not taking place now?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It seems that those people who have, tried to spread this, doubt and misconception, are somehow trying to say that these miracles are just fake stories, and none of them has ever happened, because from the time that people were able to record the events, now we do not see the miracles anymore. So the conclusion is that all these stories are nothing but lies. But the point is that, first of all, according to this question, as you mentioned, they claim that from the time that people were able to record, through technologies, there is no miracle anymore. But the point is that, the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, he lived in the 7th century, AD. And according to the historical reports, he passed away in 633 AD. But all these new technologies, like the means for taking photos and videos, they were invented and discovered in the 19th century after Hijrah. So we have a gap of about 12 centuries, which means that this is not a true claim that from the time that people were able to record, there is no miracle anymore. No. The miracles stopped 12 centuries before that. Mm-hmm. So which means that if the prophets wanted, followers of the prophet wanted to continue telling lies and fake stories, they could have continued that for another 12 centuries. Because there is a gap of 12 centuries between the prophet and these new technologies. But there is no miracle mentioned in this time.
So the concept of miracle or mu'jaza is, finished with the last prophet, that is Khatam al-Anbiya, Prophet Muhammad, which is the Holy Quran.
No, my point is that it has nothing to do with these new technologies, because they want to mention that, they were able to spread these lies because no one was able to, take photos and, make videos. But the point is that if this is the case, but then why it stopped 12 centuries before these new technologies?
Yes.
They could have continued to do so.
And we know that mu'jaza and miracles only limited to prophets and nobody. Even the a'immas of the Shias, show karama, which is very much different from miracle, or we can say mu'jaza.
Answering your question, there are two main elements for mu'jaza. Mm-hmm. That is, first of all, it is a supernatural action, which means that it is against the laws that we are familiar with, but it is not against the law of, for example, the principle of cause and effect, no. but it is supernatural.
Yes.
And second of all, it is accompanied by the claim is, of prophethood.
Okay.
So a person who brings a mu'jiza, he claims that he is a prophet. Mm-hmm. Then second of all, he brings a supernatural action. Mm-hmm. And third, it cannot be imitated by any other
and
person.
And it has mass witnesses.
Yeah.
It is a collective witnesses
exactly.
with the presence of the people.
Exactly.
For example, hiddenly, we do not have any mu'jiza in the history of prophets, which was done hiddenly and secretly. No, it was not.
That's
it was
point.
Known to all.
Definitely.
Okay. Yes.
But what is the difference between mu'jiza and karama? Mm-hmm. The only difference is that the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt also performed some, also call it miracle, but not, technically mu'jiza. The only difference is that the karama is a supernatural action done by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, but not with the claim of prophethood, because there is no prophethood after Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. So what is done by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, are also supernatural.
Yes.
They want to prove their imamate.
Yes.
But the only difference with mu'jiza is that they are not claiming prophethood mm-hmm. anymore. But the nature of the action is the same. It
yes.
is against the laws that people are familiar with.
Yes.
And they are well acquainted with.
Okay.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. We know that usually the miracle done by the prophet was in line with the conditions and situations of the people at their time. So, for example, at the time of Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, some people were expert in magic.
Yes.
And that is why what is done by Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, is not a magic, but somehow it is similar to magic. I mean, some people consider it magic, although it was not magic. So that to show to the people that, it's a kind of miracle. And we know that the most expert magicians of the time, which were asked by
Pharaoh
to come,
yes.
they witnessed that this is not magic anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not magic,
yes.
what is done by Moses. And that is why all of them believed in Moses, alayhi salam.
For example, when the ocean was split in two halves.
That's the point.
That was not a magic, okay.
What is done by Jesus, alayhi salam, mm-hmm. Some of his miracles is about healing the people.
Yes.
Because at that time, we have some, physicians
yes.
who were famous for healing the people. And now Jesus comes to do some actions, which is not, done by anyone at that time.
Yes.
Like healing the lepers, for example.
Yes.
Or reviving a dead, which
yes.
is not possible. It was not possible at
healing
that
Healing the blind one.
Exactly.
Yes.
And now, when it comes to our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, the point is that people at that time are famous for their abilities in poetry and rhetorics, and now the Holy Prophet is bringing a miracle in the form of a book. Why? First, because of the fact that he is the last prophet, which means that he's, as you rightly mentioned, people should witness the miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Holy Prophet wanted to show any other miracle, it was only witnessed by the people of his time.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's bringing a book which can be read by all the people till the Day of Judgment. So the miracle of the last prophet is in the form of a book so that all the people can study it and read it and come to this conclusion that it is a miracle done
yes.
by the Prophet, peace be upon him,
That's right.
and his family.
Okay.
Of course, it doesn't mean that the Holy Prophet did not perform other miracles. No, mm-hmm. there are other miracles attributed to him, but this is the main miracle of the Prophet.
And we know that during the history, the Holy Quran for the Muslims have been considered as a miracle, a mu'jiza. And the Holy Quran itself invites the people, if you can bring one ayah the same as that, it shows that it is sure about being a miracle. So the people cannot bring a miracle like that, isn't it?
Just let me correct what you mentioned. Okay. The challenges of the Quran are in three stages. Mm-hmm. To bring a book like the Quran, to bring 10 chapters like the Quran, and to bring one chapter.
Yes.
We do not have any verse to say that to bring one verse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course, many people, they think that this is the case. No. And there are, I mean, explanations why the Holy Quran is asking the people to bring a chapter like the Quran and not a verse.
Good.
So my point is that the miracles done by the prophets have nothing to do with the technologies. And second of all, especially when it comes to the miracles of our prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, his miracle, that is the Quran, is available nowadays.
Yes.
So we can claim that, all the people have access to this miracle. No one can deny this fact. And we cannot say that, okay, we have new technologies and there is no miracle anymore. No, we have a living miracle, that is the book of Quran. And no one has ever been able to bring a chapter like the Quran, which means it is a mu'jiza. It is a miracle done by the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And of course, as I mentioned, when it comes to historical books, we have special books about other miracles done by our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim
as-salam,
all of them are well documented, and people can refer to them as historical books. So we cannot reject the miracles of the Imams and other miracles of the Prophet by just claiming that there is no video out of them. No, if this is the case, you need to reject the whole history of mankind. You cannot rely any historical book. When you have authentic historical books narrating and quoting the miracles of the Prophet, other miracles other than the Quran, and the miracles of the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, you cannot reject any of them.
That's right. And never the Aimas of the Shias themselves claim that we are doing miracle or something like that.
It depends on the translation of miracle.
Mm-hmm.
We do not call
no,
it
mu'jiza.
Technically speaking, we call it karama. But the nature is the same.
That's right.
The only technical difference is that they are not claiming prophethood.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, they bring karamas to prove their imamate.
That's right. Okay.
Also, let me refer to the fact that although in the past we did not have the industry known as, printing industry,
mm-hmm.
but, many people were involved in writing the books as manuscripts. And nowadays, many of such books are available.
Yes.
So if people have some doubts about whether, some of these miracles were performed, they can refer to the famous museums all around the world.
Yes.
There are manuscripts which are related to the time, at least near to early Islam.
Yes.
And in these manuscripts, all those, or at least some of these events are documented.
Even in the Holy Scriptures, of the Christians and Jews, the miracles are recorded. Well, thank you, Mashaykh Karim. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website, parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن